to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit. We're very excited today to have two incredible guests, Carrie Ann Caswell and Debbie Hoppe. Carrie Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve.
And Debbie, welcome.
Glad to be here.
They are two of the holiest people I have ever met in my entire life. They're laughing, but, you know, I'm going to mention this to some of my friends here sitting in the room. I think I saw them tuck in their wings when they walked in. I don't want to say they're too holy, but, you know, they're pretty amazing people, and they are involved in so many different aspects of ministry. But today we're focusing on one particular aspect that they've both been heavily involved in, and that's natural family planning and fertility awareness. So thank you again for being on the show. And, you know, what's called NFP, the NFP method, what exactly is that for a listening audience?
Well, there's actually two popular methods of family planning. One is SIMPTO-only, or symptoms, where a woman daily observes and charts her cervical fluids. There are three main methods here that we use in Orange County: Billings, Creighton, and Family of the Americas. The other one would be the symptothermal method, where they look at temperature and symptoms, and that's where a husband can get more involved. We see husbands charting a woman's waking body temperature that she takes every day, and also her symptoms as well. Couple to Couple League teaches this, and also SymptoPro and Marquette. So that would be just in a nutshell.
You know, one of the things that, as you're speaking, what's going through my mind is, wow, why do I have to do this? And why do I have to change? And, you know, a big part of what this is all about is really getting closer to Christ and doing His will. And as I was praying for this show, the Lord gave me the verse in Luke. And for our listening audience, please get out your Bible and get to know it better and get to understand how much Jesus loves you through Scripture. And take a look at Luke 9, the conditions of discipleship, starting at verse 23. Then He said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for My sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" So it's not that this is so difficult, but the reality is we're often rebellious. We're rebellious and want to do it our way. We want to do it the way we've been doing it forever, whether it be birth control methods or whatever it might be. We don't want to be told what to do, Debbie. We get in that sense of saying, why should the church tell me what to do?
Well, I have mastered rebellion.
That's why I like you so much.
Entering into a mixed faith marriage and contracepting for 10 years, I mean, I had no clue of the serious ramifications of this until my husband started talking about vasectomies. 10 years into marriage, we had 4 children, and for some reason, that hit me. And I thought, wow, if I hadn't done minor league contraception, we wouldn't be talking about major league stuff. So I figured there had to be an alternative, and I actually began to look at what the church was teaching about this.
You know, one of the reasons we're doing this show is really to focus on Catholic teaching, to focus on Scripture, focus on really the fact of the matter is that there's a reason why the Catholic Church believes certain tenets and says certain things, and that's because they've prayed about it through the magisterium, through the Pope. It is for the benefit of the people. It is for the benefit of Catholics. It's for the benefits of all of us, because when we follow the teachings of the Church, we get closer to Christ.
Well, this is so true. But I couldn't have believed that entering into this situation, because for most people who have contracepted, there is so much overriding fear of becoming pregnant that you can't process information very well.
You know, both of you are very heavily involved in devotion to Blessed Mother, in whether it be Legion of Mary and so forth. And I heard a little rumor that, Carrie Ann, that you got involved perhaps, or at least deeper involved in NFP through the Blessed Mother and through some experience you had perhaps in Medjugorje.
And yes, and an annoying friend that's sitting next to me.
It didn't come from her, actually. Were you together on that trip?
Yes, we took a pilgrimage back in 1989. And I hope it's okay if I say where we went.
Absolutely.
We went to Medjugorje. And while we were there, we were discussing the fact that Debbie's husband was talking about doing something more permanent with their fertility, like vasectomy, and it was really bothering her. And so she thought maybe if she went to confession that that would help her. And so I said, okay. I said, I'll go to confession too. We'll both talk to a priest about this subject. And what was so funny is that I, too, had been contracepting in my marriage for 10 years. And so when we went to confession, we had two completely different experiences. Debbie chose a wise, older priest that gave her some sage advice. I chose a really cute, young, attractive priest that I thought would be more on my wavelength, be more contemporary, more modern, not so old-fashioned like I thought the church was. And so I explained to him that my husband was a fireman and gone 50% of the time. And so using contraception seemed completely acceptable. I knew, you know, I didn't believe I was offending God. And so he said, well, I would really pray about that and then follow your conscience. I thought, perfect. I am following my conscience. That's what I'm doing. What I didn't realize until later was that I didn't have a formed conscience or an informed conscience, and I really didn't know what the church taught about natural family planning. And it was through my annoying, sweet friend Debbie that once we got home from our pilgrimage, she started giving me things like Humanae Vitae, and here's what the church teaches and why the church teaches. And I think it was really at that point in reading the information that the light went on, and I realized, wow, the Pope wasn't trying to make my life miserable or any other person's life miserable. In fact, they really did want happy, fruitful, long-lasting marriages. And I think that's when I jumped in and decided that I needed to really to learn this method of natural family planning.
Praise the Lord. So as it relates to what the church teaches, again, Debbie, explain a little bit more about the research that you did and the learnings.
Well, it was first prompted by the Jesuit priest that I met in Medjugorje, who suggested that I read what the Catholic Church taught, and he suggested a book on family planning. And then I just looked into church documents, and I'd never, frankly, sorry to admit, I'd never read a church document. And Humanae Vitae, which was an encyclical written in 68 by Paul VI, with heavy contributions from Pope John Paul II, now St. John Paul II, it explained how marital love should be totally self-giving, mutually self-giving, without holding anything back. And it's just something I thought about and pondered. And when you contracept, either one or the other spouse is withholding something from the other. They behave in a manner that they're giving themselves totally, but actually they're not. They're withholding fertility, and the sexual act becomes an act of withholding fertility, and it's actually a lie that you're telling with your body. And when I realized that, kind of a light bulb went off, and I thought I needed to learn a little bit more about it, study a little bit more about it. But nevertheless, when you contracept for 10 years, this transition is very, very difficult, especially in a mixed faith marriage where you're on one wavelength and your spouse is somewhere else.
Praise the Lord. Again, we're on Empowered by the Spirit talking about this natural family planning and fertility awareness. We're very excited about that. And really talking about the spirituality in association with it. You know, one of the things that really hits me is going to John 21, where John is with Peter and says, do you love me more than these? You know, and the these you can fill in terms of really the type of whether you have that birth control or not, or do you do it naturally the way Jesus wants it done in terms of not withholding. And so, I mean, that's very, very much of a total surrender, totally surrendering your marriage, totally surrendering your body, totally surrendering your life to Jesus. And when you do that, then that's when the blessings and the holiness and the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
And this is true, but you can get conflicting assistance, so to speak. When I went to confession in the United States, the priest told me that I had had four children and I had been generous with life and I shouldn't have to worry anymore, that it was okay to contracept, if that's what my conscience was telling me. And that became such a confusing bit of information, because I really trusted this priest. He said, you're married to a good guy. He's a generous guy. And really, you know, you need to think about, you know, his needs. And so, well, I thought, well, that's easier if I do that. So I tried to do that. But nevertheless, thanks to that pilgrimage, I began saying the rosary every day before my children woke up. And when you say the rosary, you cannot be prayerful and then behave in a way contrary to God, because eventually you're going to have the stress, the tension. And so this is actually what happened. And so I went back to confession, and I wanted to tell the priest that his advice wasn't working well for me, and instead he wasn't there. And I got a young priest from this diocese, I won't say his name, very young, just out of the seminary. And he said, I can in good conscience give you that same advice. What I suggest is actually take a class and then come back and let's talk. That really started the ball rolling.
And are there classes available for people to take?
There were more classes then, but the diocese is currently rebooting their method. They have the websites being redone for natural family planning for rcbo.org, the Diocese of Orange.
In Diocese of Orange, would you happen to know other dioceses offhand? But I'm sure they can contact on the website.
LA and San Diego also have classes.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so wonderful. We're again on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to take a short break here as we reflect upon the natural family planning. We'll learn more about it and why it's so important and how we can practice it. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit with Carrie Ann Caswell and Debbie Hoppe talking about natural family planning and fertility awareness. And both of them have really been evangelists on this subject. And you were just mentioning to me at break here, Carrie Ann, about you guys going to high schools and why was that so important to you to do that?
Well, I think when you have used birth control for a good part of your marriage, and then you switch to natural family planning and you start to see all the benefits in your own marriage. You start to see a stronger communication, a greater respect mutually between you and your husband, and the sacrifice that goes into the periodic abstinence if you're trying to avoid a pregnancy. When you see all of this grace in your marriage and your love strengthening, you think, shoot, why didn't we know this when we first got married? Why did we contracept for 10 years? Because we used to argue about it, like whose turn it was. It was never a positive thing. And sexual union with your husband is a very positive thing. So I think I didn't want other people to make the same mistakes. So when I would see young couples getting married, I just longed to share that information with them. And so I think once Debbie and I became certified instructors for natural family planning, we then decided, well, actually we were asked, so it wasn't really us doing it. We were invited by a priest to come to a Catholic high school and to share to the seniors about this choice once the couples decided to get married. So the kids, we were planting seeds in the kids' minds about natural family planning, just so that they knew when they got married that this was an option, which Debbie and I don't think really understood when we got married. So we just did what everybody else did. I mean, everybody contracepted and used birth control. So here we were giving young Catholic kids something to think about. And that's when we could bring in the whole idea of chastity. Because for parents that are using natural family planning, there is a chart that sits by your bed. And you are charting the couple's fertility. Well, mostly all the symptoms are coming from the woman, but the husband's very involved. And so kids become curious, what's this by mom and dad's bed? I mean, for my own kids, this would happen. And I think that witness of natural family planning in a marriage translates to a child that, wow, if mom and dad can abstain during their marriage and they're married, then gosh, I guess we could do that too. So it really promotes self-control. And I think that is a really positive thing for young people today, because they see just the opposite everywhere around. Our culture is not really about self-control and chastity.
And you can be sure that if you have high school children and you are using condoms or diaphragms, your children know. When you're not home, they know what's in your medicine cabinet, what's in the side stand of your bed. You're not pulling the wool over their eyes. There's no secrets here.
We're on Empowered by the Spirit talking about this very important subject of natural family planning and fertility awareness. And as we talk about this, I just keep thinking the same thing over and over again about being a disciple, surrendering your body to Christ, surrendering your heart to Christ, your mind to Christ, surrendering your marriage to Christ, surrendering everything to Christ, and let Him really run your marriage and your life and your the sexual union and everything about your marriage in which you're one with Jesus. Again, we talked earlier about rebellion, and we talked about how people fight this, and they fight the fact that the church wants to get in my bedroom, or the church wants to tell me what to do. And you know, you hear the question of, isn't this just Catholic birth control, the Catholic way of doing it, Debbie? And how would you answer that?
You know, that's such a good question, because this is the question during my transition or conversion that my husband kept asking. With natural family planning, birth control, it's the same thing. What's the difference? Why is one okay and the other not? He said, it just doesn't make sense to me. Can you explain that to me? And believe me, I couldn't explain it at the beginning, because I don't know theology very well. So I had to give it the consideration that the end goal is the same. You want to regulate birth or space births, but the way you go about accomplishing your goal is different. In one method, you follow God's law, and you don't suffer any consequences from being contrary to His law. When you contracept, or when you use artificial birth control, there are several methods of birth control that have the potential of having an abortifacient effect on the woman's body, or on the a life that may be conceived. When a woman is on the birth control pill or the IUD, Depo-Provera, the morning after pill, or RU486, all these methods of artificial contraception have a potential to deny the implantation of new life in the mother's womb, because they alter the lining of the woman's uterus, her endometrium. I'm not saying that this happens in every situation, every time a couple engages in the sexual act, but there are statistics about how often this does actually happen.
And again, when we think about purity of the marriage, mm-hmm. and we think about Christ being at the center of marriage, I mean, who wants to destroy that? Mm-hmm. The enemy does. Satan does. Mm-hmm. Satan wants to come into that marriage and try different ways of breaking that marriage up and not having that marital union, that purity of that love between the two of them. Now, there are a lot of challenges, Carrie Ann, about couples practicing NFP. And what are the challenges, and what are some of the benefits of the couples doing that?
Well, I think Debbie referred to it earlier, but there can be fear of getting pregnant, if that is not your intention at the time, especially if you I know when Debbie and I learned natural family planning, Debbie's family was, she had four children, and it was fairly set. I had three children, so I might have been a little bit more open, but I was getting older. So I think both of us were learning after, you know, the fact, but nevertheless, it was a little more challenging, because our intention was to space our children out, and at that point in time, we were very happy with what God had given us. So I think that is a challenge for people. The other thing I think is when husbands and wife, one or the other, just really don't want to abstain. They're not really buying into this. So if you've got one person that's highly motivated, and maybe of the Catholic faith, and maybe another person that's not of the faith and is not motivated, there can be some tension. And so that really might be one of the challenges that I could see. The other challenge I see is a lack of support, maybe in your church or your community, for couples that have taken a class. If they don't follow up, I think there can be a lack of knowledge to really using the method properly. This method is 97 to 99% effective. So that's as effective as any birth control out there.
If not more so.
If not more so. But it has to be used correctly. I'll never forget when Debbie and I were first teaching, and we had friends that were, well, most of our friends were contracepting or using birth control. And they would say, oh, yeah, I tried that natural family planning. We'd say, really? yeah, that's how little Johnny came about. And I'd say, wait, did you take a class? Oh, well, I didn't really take a class. You know, I just read about it. Well, did you chart every day? Well, no, I know myself well enough. I don't really need to chart. So we kind of look at each other and go, wait, their intention might have been to be practicing natural family planning, but they really didn't go about it properly. You really have to take a class and follow up with an instructor. So, you know, you find these things out as you talk with people.
So teaching marriage prep at a local parish, we talk about all this charting. There were several young couples in this class, and at the end, the class was very attentive, and this young man raised his hand, and I said, yes. And he said, this is great information. I actually am interested. Do you have an app for that? And I said, look at me, okay? I'm pushing 60, you know? do you think I'm going to have an app for this? And I went home, and I was telling my kids about this, and they said, well, why don't you? Why don't you have an app for this? And I thought, yeah, you know what? This is 2015, 2014. There should be an app for this, and, you know, do a full-on internet search. And there are so many apps for that. But the one that I'm particularly fond of is called Kindara. I'm going to spell that out if anyone wants to look it up. Kindara. And it's quite outstanding, and they have an outstanding website. Look into it. So there's no paper charting or carbon charting or faxing or scanning charts anymore. The technology is on your smartphone.
Well, that's fantastic, and that's really good news that people can go to that app and make it happen. And, you know, in general, Carrie Ann, as it relates to the benefits, it brings the couples so much closer, as you both have been saying.
Yes, and I think it improves communication. It improves your intention. We would find out, it's funny, when we were teaching, we'd see couples, which was always very exciting to see young couples taking the class. And some were engaged, just getting married, and then some already had children. And for those of them that already had children, it was so interesting to watch the commitment on either the husband and wife's part, because you could tell when a wife was really not doing a great job charting, that she was very open to having more children. And that was her way of communicating to her husband subtly. So, and it could be in reverse, you know, sometimes the husband's chart. And I feel like there's a lot of underlining communication with natural family planning that wouldn't happen if you're contracepting, because when you're contracepting, you're looking at your fertility more as a disease or something negative, something you're trying to push away or prevent. And so by popping a pill every day or using a device, you're not thinking about your fertility. But when you're practicing natural family planning, your fertility is this amazing gift from God. And you look at your wife's body or your husband's body with such great respect, because God designed this so beautifully. And I think that is a huge benefit when practicing natural family planning, is that you really start respecting one another on a much deeper level. And I feel like the grace starts coming into your marriage. And all of a sudden, what you started out doing, maybe because you thought that was the healthier way to do it, maybe you didn't want to use chemicals in your body, all of a sudden transitions to something more loving and beautiful. And I really do think it opens the door for Christ to be more part of your marriage.
That's just absolutely beautiful. And we certainly hope that you've been enjoying this show on natural family planning and fertility awareness. We'll be right back, and we look forward to talking more about the spirituality and how we get closer to Christ as a result of following natural family planning. Praise the Lord, it's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, talking about natural family planning and fertility awareness with Carrie Ann Caswell and Debbie Hoppe. Now, so many people may be thinking, well, this doesn't apply to me. But what does apply is the fact of having the discipline, having Christ at the center of your life and everything that you do. And for the listeners out there, you may be past, you know, having this apply to you, but maybe your children or your grandchildren, you know, that you can be the light of Christ for them. Make them aware of what's available. Make them aware the fact there are classes. So I think everyone listening, you're listening for a reason, because you can make a difference with someone who can come into your life.
I totally agree. I have a daughter that's married and grandchildren, and I want nothing more than for her and her husband to have a long, happy, successful marriage. And so I do share about natural family planning. Fortunately, my daughter and her husband do practice. I have another daughter that's single, could be getting married. I would want the same for her because it's like this gift that you want to give to your children. You know how rich it is, how wonderful it is. And you know the dimension that you can't possibly explain to someone that happens within your own bedroom with your husband. And I can speak specifically what I think really cemented this for me. And so much of this stuff I think you see as the Monday morning quarterback. You see in hindsight. So you don't really realize it when it's happening, but when you look back, you go, wow, that was really huge in bringing us closer together. And there are times in your marriage when you are feeling amorous. You do want to, you know, come together. And if you're not trying to have a child and you're in your most fertile time, it's a time when, yeah, you want to come together, but one of you realizes that's probably not the best idea, and so that person, out of love for you and for God, turns away at that amorous moment when you could have come together. And I think as a woman, we take that as the biggest I love you, because we know that our husband has just died to his own selfish wants, needs, whatever he's feeling at that particular moment, because he does love you, he does love God, and he sees the bigger picture. And then after that, when you're able to come back together, there's something we call the honeymoon effect. And I think this is so much fun because now maybe a couple has abstained for a week during their marriage and now they can come back together. So it's like anything. It's like if you had ice cream every night, pretty soon ice cream wouldn't really be a big deal. Same with, I think.
I don't know, Michael. Not too sure. Can you pick another analogy? Dolce latte? I'm not sure.
Good point. But anyway, I think that, you know, it just makes things more fun. And I have to tell a story on Debbie. I hope Mark won't get mad at me. But it's
her
husband.
I hope he's not listening.
I hope he's not listening. But I thought something that was so cute that Debbie would share to me. You know, we were trying to figure this out together, and this was a long process. For me, it was a little quicker. For Debbie, it took 9 long months to convince her husband that this was reliable and would work. And it was very hard on her conscience. But once she had made the switch, I thought it was so funny because Mark had totally bought in at that point in time. And he would call her from work, and he would say, "Hey, Deb, how are we? Are we on our third high temperature? Is tonight a go?" And she would share that with me. And then she said, and other times he'd come home, and all of a sudden he's helping her with the dishes, helping the kids with the homework. And she's thinking, what the heck got into him? And then she realizes, oh, yeah, it's her free tonight. So, I mean, there's those kinds of cute things that just happen within a marriage because you're both vigilantly looking at your fertility as this gift, and, oh, we get to come back together, and hence the honeymoon effect.
Praise the Lord. Debbie?
So in addition to this, if you want to think of NFP as a tool for evangelization, I think it's pretty cool because I have 3 daughters, and 2 of them have had friends with issues of infertility. And my daughters say, oh, well, you ought to talk to my mom. She could help you with that, you know. And these young women who've been married and unable to conceive, and this is a devastating situation when it goes on for longer than a year, really. And I got them to start charting, and they're not of the same faith, but they charted and they conceived. And so they recognize that the Catholic Church, this NFP, has something to offer the world.
And most people just are not aware of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something that you hear about from the pulpit all that regularly. It's not something that, you know, we have some classes, but not that many, and mm-hmm. people perhaps aren't aware of how to take the class or where to go and so forth. So how would they find out what classes are in their area, whether it be whatever diocese they're in?
The easiest way, I think, would be to go onto the diocesan website and to pray hard that the website is updated.
Yeah. We're working on it.
Or certainly make some phone calls into the diocese, and they could direct you to the right people, because most of the dioceses have a department of some kind with natural family planning.
There's also a website, canfp.org, that is California Natural Family Planning, and they list certified teachers that are in the specific areas so that you can contact them by email.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. My wife, Marianne, and I just ask everyone to pray for her. She just broke her arm in three places, and so God has a plan, you know, and we pray for that healing and quick recovery. But Marianne and I taught for years a program for couples who were engaged and wanting to get married in the church, and the program was called Marriage in the Lord. And it talked about all aspects of what it takes to have a marriage in Jesus, in the Lord, and having Jesus at the center of it. And it talked about communication. It talked about backgrounds. It talked about all kinds of things. And in there also, it touches upon the physical aspects and the importance aspects of it. But certainly, it's not covered to the extent that, you know, perhaps it should have been, or at least, you know, we didn't spend enough time on it. One of the things that's really important, in order to be one with Christ, you have to not just give up your communication and not just give up part of your life. You have to give up your bodies too. And you have to really, as a couple, the two shall become one. Make sure that that's a big part of what this is all about. So when you give your physical life to Jesus, and where the two become one, it enhances that spirituality in which you come closer to Christ.
And this is so true, and this is the core of natural family planning. And we get our impetus, say, from the teachings of Pope John Paul II, now saint, who spent the first 2 years of his pontificate at his papal audiences speaking about theology of the body, or the mutual self-gift. And he will go down in history for those writings and for all his teachings on theology of the body and the dignity of the human person.
Tell us more about the theology of the body. I know that it's a really big work, and there are classes on it, and there are people that are teachers that can teach on that. But you can go on the internet, right? And I'm sure you can get information on it. But, you know, why is it so important as it relates to the theology of the body, and Carrie Ann, in terms of awareness again, and education in terms of the richness of what we as Catholics have in terms of knowledge and understanding.
Right. And I think theology of the body is really the cornerstone. It's really the base for natural family planning. And it is what John Paul II was writing a book on at the time, and the time right before he became Pope. And so he shared much of that. And I think what grew out of that was just the beauty of God's creation. And we recently had a woman from the Phoenix Diocese, Katrina Zeno, who has written a lot on theology of the body, and she goes all around the United States giving seminars and classes and talking about it. And she was right here in our diocese speaking to the priests of our diocese about theology of the body, because we had a day on natural family planning here in the diocese where we could fortify the priests in the diocese so they could speak pastorally about theology of the body and natural family planning. I think our priests are so important. They're our shepherds. They are the people who reach out to our engaged couple. And then, do you have something else to say about
theology of the body? Well, I was just going to say, in theology of the body, the theme or the framework of it is that we most resemble God when we practice natural family planning, because we are intended to be, as married couples, an image of the Trinity. So the Father pours out his love to the Son. The Son pours out his love, returns his love to the Father. And out of their mutual love, it is fruitful, and the Holy Spirit is born. That's the crux of theology of the body. So in marriage, the husband pours himself out to his wife, the wife in a mutual self-gift pours herself out to her husband, and the fruit of that love, we give it a name. It's another human person, a child.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful. And we're Empowered by the Spirit with Carrie Ann Caswell and Debbie Hoppe talking about how much God loves us by giving us each other in this sexual act in terms of a marriage act, and how when we focus on having Him at the center of that act and center of the marital union, we get closer to Christ, and we let Christ enter into our hearts and soul. And, you know, it's just so important that people understand that Jesus said to us in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. When we follow the church's teachings with natural family planning, with putting Christ at the center of our physical union together, then great things happen, and we live life a lot more abundantly.
Yes, and I think Mother Teresa said it so beautifully. She said that using natural family planning is nothing more than self-control out of love for one another.
Amen.
Beautiful.
And you learn how to be a disciple of Christ. And we're Empowered by the Spirit. We thank you for listening in. We have a very important last segment in which we're talking about how natural this is and how it relates to other natural things that we have in our life, and also why it's so important from a health standpoint to have NFP part of our life. We'll be right back. Steve Recker, we're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Carrie Ann Caswell and Debbie Hoppe, and we're talking about natural family planning and fertility awareness. And there's been so many great things talked about in terms of the spirituality of it, why it really makes sense as it relates to a couple coming together, strengthening their marriage together, their life together, their communication together. But there's also some practical aspects of it. I know, being in pharmaceuticals for so much of my life, nutraceuticals, or what people basically are looking for as it relates to vitamins and supplements, holistic type of medicine is so popular, especially here in California and Southern California. And, you know, these things like gluten-free, and you can't go to a supermarket now and see, you know, the vegetables and the fruits and so forth, you know, that are the natural grown and so forth without pesticides or anything else attached to it. And yet people don't look at this as natural. You know, Debbie, give us a little bit of your background in terms of your understanding as to why this is so important when people are so health conscious, and why this makes a difference.
I don't know. I kind of giggle at the people that are so gluten-free, organic, and you watch how they behave. They drive a Prius. They're environmentally sensitive, and then they pop a pill every day to control their fertility. And it's bizarre, because the amount of steroid hormone in the birth control pill is so high, they would never give this to a man, because all this research with men taking steroids and how it affects their fertility, but yet they give it to women. And there's a ton of research out there saying how this steroid, especially if you're a woman at risk for breast cancer, it increases your risk tremendously. It's so bad for you that women, hormone replacement is very highly questioned right now. You know, they pulled that off the market with the studies of cancer related to that. So it amazes me that we're just in such a culture of contracepting that there's no thought process behind taking the medication. And I call it a medication, but it really isn't. You take a medication when you're sick. And fertility is not an illness. Actually, fertility is a sign of health. And I can't think of anything else that we take a pill for that's not a disease.
And it's something that is blocking. It's something that's causing something that is not natural.
Right.
And that, again, one has to question that if you're doing something against God's natural way of really the body supposed functioning, then you have to question yourself and say, well, maybe this isn't really of the Lord.
Right. Well, the FDA has categorized oral contraception as class 1 carcinogenic, along with tobacco and asbestos. I know women care, so this is kind of confusing to understand why there's not a more awareness in this arena.
And, you know, to be more health conscious is something we all desire. And in fact, whether it be health conscious or environmental, and I believe there's an article that was just written. And tell us about it, Debbie.
Yes, there's an article that's been written in Orange County Catholic by Carol Glatz. And it does bullets for the on the Pope's new environmental encyclical, Laudato Si. Oh, by the way, Laudato Si, I thought it was Latin. I found out it's Umbrian. It's the Pope used the language.
We hear it all here
in
Unpowered by the Spirit. Become educated.
The Pope says, one of his bullets in this article says, keep the oceans and waterways clean and safe from pollutants. And he says also in another spot, be consistent. Pro-life, environmental, and social justice movements are all connected. Accept and care for the body that God gave you. That's in this encyclical. Care for the ecosystem. So I think you can very easily tie in NFP with the Pope's mindset at the moment.
Which really makes a lot of sense. Again, we're Unpowered by the Spirit, and we're really talking about why natural family planning really makes all the sense in the world and why it creates health mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in every single way. And again, people want to be natural, and yet they're not aware of the most natural way in terms of their sexual union of having natural family planning make the most sense. And you know, it's something, again, we hope our listeners really pray about, you know, because that's an important part of really the implementation of turning your physical union over to God is start with prayer. You know, start with surrendering your life to Jesus, and it makes a big difference.
And it is, and I want to add, it's not easy, even with prayer. There's a lot of perseverance involved. As Carrie mentioned, for my husband and I, it was a 9-month conversion process, and extremely stressful to a marriage. And at times, you will be tempted to give it up. But I say, persevere if you can in prayer life. Find a priest that'll walk you through it a little bit. And shortly after embracing this method with my husband, he entered the Catholic Church.
Praise God.
So I can't say that this was the primary reason for him entering, but it was certainly one of the triggers.
And how did you become closer together in terms of spiritually as well as in every way in terms of as a result of this?
Well, initially, when you start learning natural family planning, you're either taking it because a priest has made you or for health reasons. Those are the general points of entry for taking a class. And then as you progress along, you notice that there's psychological benefits. You're starting to talk more with your spouse. And as you hang in there, a few months down the road, you notice that, ooh, there's moral implications of some of the methods of artificial contraception or birth control that I've used. Perhaps it had an abortive fashion effect on my body, and I wasn't aware of it. And if you hang in there long enough, you enter more to the highest level of thought process with NFP, and that God had a plan. There's a spiritual dimension to this. God had a plan, and it's better. And so it's in hindsight that you see the benefits of this. You don't enter into it with the great hope of spiritual enlightenment. You just get there over time.
So again, in summary, in terms of where we are to our listening audience, if they are interested in NFP, what would be the steps that you'd recommend that they take?
Well, I would go on the website.
Which website is this?
The Diocesan website. I would click on Natural Family Planning. They give beautiful information, and then if you scroll down far enough, you'll find all the different classes that are offered and the different dates and times.
Great. Anything to add to that, Debbie?
If anyone has any specific questions or they're perhaps already charting and they're confused, they can certainly contact me personally. And my email address is Debbie Hoppe, DEBIHOPPE, @gmail.com. Once again, DEBIHOPPE @gmail.com. And then in the subject area, just write NFP. and I'll be sure not to delete you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's really nice of you. And again, to our listening audience, this is such an important aspect of what life is and living life abundantly, and such an important aspect of picking up your cross. But when we pick up our cross, we find that there's resurrection right around the corner.
That's right.
And so in the beginning, yes, as you said, Debbie, and you both said, that there's going to be perhaps some question marks, some friction and so forth. But when you put Jesus at the center of it, when you pray together, when you realize that you're doing what Christ wants you to do, which is really allow your body to work naturally, which is what everyone wants to be these days, is having natural part of eating and exercising and everything else. And yet then they go to the unnatural in this important area of fertility. But when you stay natural, when you put Christ at the center of it, then all of a sudden you find the marriage strengthening and great things happening.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with you. Debbie and I have seen enough young couples that have practiced natural family planning, and we've seen the tension within the marriages and the beautiful outcome once they persevere. And it really is definitely worth the time and effort that couples are willing to put into this beautiful art of natural family planning.
And there, if you're aware, there are several parishes where there are groups of young married couples that have banded together in prayer groups and socialization, and it's all due to their common interest in natural family planning.
Thank you both for being on the air, and we'll look forward to seeing you or hearing from you again.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
And look forward to being with you again next week at the same time. May God richly bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.